Okay, a couple of things. Okay. This week we're continuing in Baltigra. We're going to hopefully finish this packet today or tomorrow. We'll continue on. We have a couple of Hanukkah packets next week. We have our Mesiba Tuesday, Bez Hashem, right here, 11 o'clock Tuesday. That's good. And we're going to have some packets about Baltigra relating, and Baltosif relating to Hanukkah. And, not everyone was here yesterday. I want to wish again Mazel Tov to Eli Lori, becoming a Chassan. And wish again to Michael Gottman. Just came Shavuot Brachos. So I think maybe it's not Baltos if we could sing again. Mazel tov, Simen tov, Mazel tov, Yehelonu, Lechol Yisrael, Simen tov, Mazel tov, Simen tov, Mazel tov, Yehelonu, Lechol Yisrael. Mazel tov, yehi lod. Lechol Yisrael, simen tov. Mazel tov, simen tov. Mazel tov, yehi lod. Yesterday we began the Mishnah in Menachos, Lamed Chesav and Aleph, where the Mishnah says, "Tcheles einu makeves es alavan." So that means that if you don't have tcheles and you just have lavan, so you could just wear strings of lavan, right? And that's how we paskin. There's one opinion in the Gemara that says not that way, that the ma'akvim zed zeh, and we saw that the Baal HaMor paskins like that opinion. The Baal HaMor says that the tchelis and makev is a loven. So the mele, if you don't have tchelis, then you can't wear loven either. And we saw that that's why the brisker shita, that they don't wear tzitzis outside on Shabbos. Because if you hold that the tchelis is makev is a loven, and you only wear loven, you don't wear tchelis, so then you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And the mele, you're violating an issa hotzah on the chutim of the loven, because it's Shalom Mokam Mitzvah. And that's, so there's some people that had this minhag, it's not our minhag so much.
A talus cotton.
Yeah. Not on the talus cotton, on the strings. In other words, if you hold that you need Tchelis and Lovin, so if you hold you have Tchelis, so you wear Tchelis, you have your Tchelis. If you hold we don't have Tchelis, and you're only wearing lavan, or maybe the tchelis that people have is not the real tchelis. So one second. So therefore, and if you hold like the Baal HaMor shita, that if you have tchelis and you don't have,
you don't have the tchelas, then you're not yotze even in the lover. Even though, as Rabbi Yossi said, even though tzitzis are tied on, that's still called hotzah on the tzitzis. That's still called
You're wearing a four-quarter baggie without tzitzis, isn't that...
Right, that's also a problem, but that's less of a problem. If you would wear a four-quarter garment without tzitzis, say, according to the Balamor, I'm wearing a four-quarter garment now, and I don't have tchelas on it, so it's only lover, so I'm wearing a four-quarter garment without tzitzis. So what's my claim? My claim is that I'm honest on the tchelas, because I don't know for sure if I'm honest on the tchelas. But maybe I should wear a four-quarter garment. So the answer is, because most sheikhs hold that, like the Tanakhava, that Kalis is not my favorite to love him. So the Mela, I'm good. And even if I'm not good, so it's a bit of lesson. But a bit of lesson is not the greatest thing in the world.
And it's not a
It's not the greatest thing in the world, but carrying a Shabbos is a misaskima. So the brisker approach is to try to be machmir from Shitas Rishonim, even the Shitas we weren't necessarily postulate. And since they're already shown, let's say like that, that they will, like here in YU, I'm usually not here, but on Rosh Hashanah, so after the blowing, they blow the shofar according to Shita's Rashi. You know, Rashi had a different way of blowing the shofar, not with the nine little kolos for Trua, but three. And a different way of blowing shofar, different Rishonim. So most of us say, you know, we follow, we just do what the Shulchan Aruch says. But there is another approach to do that. So Mamela, so then the question is, if you hold, so but we hold the halacha that the tchelis is not ma'akev, the lover. So that's why those people who don't wear tchelis b'zmanazeh, or either because whatever, they think that we don't have the tchelis, so they only wear lover. So they could still do the mitzvah with lovin.
What would make something not one or the other, or just an opinion? Like, is there parameters for it? Like, in this case, we would say, oh, this is not okay, and the other case, we would say, it would be not
okay. So each mitzvah has its own rules.
Okay, so.
Like, by the Dalminim, if you don't have the one of the Dalminim, it's ma'akiv, that's that, and you're not yotze at all. But by tzitzis, there are two parts to the mitzvah of tzitzis, there's the tchelis and the lovin. So the question is, does it pay to do the lavan if you don't have the tchelis? So Rebbe says, if you don't have the tchelis, don't even bother with the lavan. That's the sheet of Rebbe here.
Because he expands it from Lula, or that's
no, because he learns it out from a pasuk that and we paskin that no, that even if you don't have the tchelis, you could still put on the lavan. Now the question is, okay, let's assume. So you're only putting on the lover. So is that Baltigra? Is that Baltigra? Because the mitzvah is really tchelis and lover. The Rambam, as we saw yesterday, quotes the mitzvah of tzitzis as one mitzvah. Tefillin is two mitzvahs. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. We saw the Rambam says that's two mitzvahs. And if you put on the tefillin shel rosh and say you had surgery and you can't put on the shel yad, you still put on the shul rosh, because it's not ma'akiv. The tefillin shul yad and tefillin shul rosh are not ma'akiv zed zed. And the Rambam quotes, counts them as two separate mitzvahs. They're two separate mitzvahs in the Tariq mitzvahs. But tzitzis is one mitzvah. The mitzvah of what? Tzitzis. The one mitzvah is lavan and tchelis. So say a person is only doing lavan and not doing tchelis. Is that Baltigra? So the Beis Halevi has a Chiddush on page 11. The Shechel likes to quote this. He says he thinks it's Baltigra because you're diminishing the mitzvah. You're diminishing the mitzvah. You're wearing lovin and not the tchelis. So then what's the heter? So what's the heter to wear in lovin without the... That's why Rav Shechter is very into this space of labor, so therefore he says, oh, so therefore wear this tchelis. And others, others are not so into this Beis HaLevi. So this Beis HaLevi says, so what's the heter for the people who are only wearing, so the people who are wearing tefillin, oh, so they get to this. But those, if it's not, or those that are only wearing bavel, so then the ones, so what's the heter? Bal tikra. So you know what he says here? Am I going to lilbosh beged basdal kav hatil kolovet over alav yishlomer shari yishem esei do kolovet. So the Beis HaLevi says that the heter to wear tzitzis b'zman hazeh, if you're only wearing lovan, the white strings, is esei do kolovet, because you want to do the mitzvah of the lovan, and we pass the lovan is not ma'akev. So if the lovan is named ma'akev, so then how could you do it? But aren't you violating Bal Tigra? At the same time that you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis with the lovan, you're also violating Bal Tigra because you're being magareh for the mitzvah. So what's the heter to do it? So the Beis HaLevi says, you know what the heter is? Esei dochalosa. Just like the Gemara says, if somebody has tzaras in the Mokom Mila, then the halacha is you're not allowed to cut off tzaras. He shomer b'nei got tzaras. You're not allowed to cut off leprosy from your skin. You got to go to the Kohen, and he has to. You can't just cut it off, right? You can't cut off leprosy. You can't cut off leprosy. So if your son has to do a bris milah, and there's leprosy right on the place where he's supposed to cut off, so how do you do the bris? The Gemara says esei docha lo sase. So the same thing over here. I want to do the mitzvah tzitzis. Ah, but I don't have tchelis. So if I put on the baguette, yes, so you do the bris milah. Esei docha lo sase. So same thing over here, says the Beis HaLevi. You want to do the mitzvah tzitzis. You don't have tchelis. So put on the love. Ah, it's bal tigra because you're not doing the full mitzvah. Esei docha lo sase. Well. Why
didn't
the
rest
is
in the
air,
it's not
the skin. Right. As I said, there are three approaches to chalas. One approach is that we have. The one lost chalas we got. Yeah.
Rajin.
Either Rajin or
the other.
Or
the same one, the other one.
Okay. So the Rajin Rebbe was the called the Baal HaTcheles, because he had he found what he considered okay, but others disagreed with him. So that's one approach to say we have it, we got it, do it. And then that's Rav Schechter's into, because he says well, this makes a lady that, like Rabbi Joseph just said, Esei do kolosa says it is only to the evidence, but it meaning if you have no way out, but if you have a way out, that you're not supposed to. So the judge says, so we have a way out. Oh, so the other one second. So that's one. The other approach is the Beis HaLevi, different Beis HaLevi. I mean, the same person, but a different. And that's the Rav Soloveitchik's approach, that you need a Mesorah. That you can't, without a Mesorah, in other words, you can't, my friend from MTA, who went to a scuba diving one day and decided he found this fish. But he has it. It's not like he heard it from. There was a. No, so. Based on lady with the Rebbe. Yeah. That was Rav Salvation gave a whole Yortzeit shiur. I was still alive, Baruch Hashem. I was here in Yeshiva. And Rav Salvation used to give the Yortzeit shiur. He gave it twice a year. A Gimel Shvat, his father. Then a couple of weeks later, my mother, from both his mother, brother, and wife, they all died in the same year. He sat Shiva three times in the same year. So the one of Gimel Shvat was always in Yiddish. That was always in Yiddish. Even though not everyone, but he still had more people around who knew Yiddish, so he always gave it Yiddish because it was a memory of his father, and his whole communication with his father was in Yiddish, so he always gave that in Yiddish. And the one that he gave his mother, brother, and wife, that was in English. That was a couple of weeks later. So one year, I wasn't at that one, he gave a whole New York State year about chalas. It's in the Sefer. So you see it in
shiur of the Zecha Abamari, he had it the shiur. I don't know which year he gave that particular.
Mems of the Nias.
What?
Mems of the Nias.
Oh, the Mems of the Nias. I came here in 78, it was before that. Maybe the Lamas. Yeah. So basically, he was given a landlord auditorium. You know, the auditorium in the building was full. The whole thing was full. You couldn't get a seat. That's why we were in MPA at the point. Right after school was over, we got our seats. Everyone else was coming from all over. We got our reserved seats right away. And even for a second. And then they would also pipe it into the old base register. It was also full. The old base register. And then they would pipe it also into the more basement. So it was a big thing there. And it was going on for four. Most people would speak for 4 or 5 hours. You wouldn't get 2 people to come to them. But it was like 4 or 5 hours. And
One shot.
Have
people in that room multiple days ago.
And
so 1 year he gave on this topic. And he was saying over the Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaLevi's approach, that if you don't have a Mesorah of what the thing is, then you have to have a direct link. Of even the logic this, logic that. So again, one approach is to say we have. The other approach says even if you have it, if you don't have a Mesorah, that this is what it is, then those that, you know, followed Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Lichtenstein, others that, you know, they never put on the talis even though others thought it was. And the other approach, what Rav Osher Weiss writes in the Sefer, is that he doesn't necessarily hold that you need a Mesorah, but he doesn't think that this has the simonim that the Gemara. Yeah. So that's a. Okay. So that's the. Yeah. Which one? Which tchelis? Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay. So these are the different approaches. One second. Right. So the question is right. There's an argument. So what do we have to lose? What do we have to lose? Right. So that's the question. What do we have to lose? Right.
Money.
Okay. Okay. So this is a whole thing about this the tchelis. But so the Beis HaLevi say that those that are not wearing the tchelis are violating Bal Tigra. So the only reason that they're able to do it is because Esei Docholosis. The Beis Shlomo, here on page 13, argues and says no, that the Gemara has a Gzeiras HaKosuv for Isim Oso. I mean, each one says, "Oh, the Hadachelus Lomrei Matvin, not going to be called Isim Oso, Kol Chad Lechudik." Whereas Isim Oso means, you could resum either the white or resum either the lover. Lover or the chelis, resum also. Each one separate. So either you can do it with the white or with the chelis.
Only chelis?
Yeah.
No? Okay, to be chelis?
Right. So you can do either way. Either white or chelis. And if not market, and that Zeirus HaKosuv, is teaching us says the Beis Shlomo that it's not Bal Tigra. In other words, you could have the best way to do it is white and blue. That's the best. Right? But if you can't do the best, you can either do all white or you can do all blue. You can do, right? So Risim Oso, either Risim Oso the white or Risim Oso the blue. And therefore, it's not mocking. That's another. Well, another approach is in the Sfas Emes. He quotes here on page 26 in the Avdei Choshen. He says the third approach. Yeah, he writes here on the last page. The Osel of Zeh Yechlan Gimel Mahalchem, B'tam Hetil Vishus Echa B'tam Esei Dochalos. So So either you could say every time you're wearing lavan without the tchelis, it's baltigra, and it's mutter mishum esei dochalosas. Or you say no, it's a gzeres hakosuf that it's not ma'akev, and the chiddush of the gzeres hakosuf is not baltigra. Number two, and number three is based on the svasemis that if you hold that the tchelis, that we don't have the tchelis, if you hold like that opinion, so then you're honest. You're honest. So if you're honest, you're potter. So you're honest. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll see if we have time to talk about that.
You said it's honest to our merits at all, so it's not honest to our love to our merits, but we can't. It's not our merits at all. Why make the lovers only to the blue?
In other words, since the lover, you can do lover without the chalas, so at the same time you're violating a love. You're violating a love. So that's an honest.
Unless you say that it's the same.
Now, one second. So, we mentioned yesterday, I think I heard this many years ago, Rabbi Schertz, from who's now in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that maybe the whole idea of Baltigra is only when you megareya a number. In other words, if you do 3 meaning instead of 4 meaning. Three parshiyos instead of four. Three meaning of the... But, in other words, if you have the same amount of strings, you just didn't... don't have the chalas, maybe that's not about paper. This I think I heard Rabbi Schertz maybe many years ago suggest this idea perhaps. And maybe the whole foundation that we need to do all these three tenuta for say that assuming that the chalas in the market is a lot, but it's still about paper. So maybe that's not true. Maybe it's not about paper. Maybe Baltigra is only if you do something. Well, two ways you can say it. Either way, you know, Richard said is if you're doing it, diminish the number. Or maybe if you have in mind that this is the mitzvah. In other words, even people who don't wear tchelas agree that the mitzvah is to wear tchelas. Just they feel that we don't have the tchelas. So we're not trying to migarea the mitzvah. So if you say that the history of Balthazar is only trying to migarea, Balthazar is only trying to migarea, so here you're not trying to be migarea. That's what Rabbi Meff said about this idea. Okay. And you see, the question at hand is, do you say esse docholosa say in this type of case, if some cases here, say to take a look at the Beis Yosef on page 14, Cousin Rabbeinu Rucham. In other words, tzitzis is the classic example of essay no chalos asay, because the halacha is that tchelos is not only a din in the color, but it's a din in the string. That the tchelos string has to be made of wool. So if you're wearing a linen garment, you're going to wear a tchelis string, then you're going to have shatnas by definition, because the tchelis string has to be tzemer. It's not only in the color, it's then in the what the string is made out of. So when you wear a linen garment, and you're going to have a wool string, that's going to be So what's the din if you have a wool garment? If you have a wool garment and all you have is linen strings, say you have a wool garment and you want to wear it, it's four cornered, and all you have is linen strings. So could you say, okay, I'll put on the wool linen strings, and I'll say, esei do chalos asei. That's what Rabbi Yerucham says. Because of Rabbi Yerucham, chutei pishtim putrim bebegel shol shemun v'chein b'hipul. Tikalai mitzis putrim. Meaning, v'dafka she'edo motzei b'mimim. In other words, I can't get wool strings. So I'm going to get linen strings, and I put on a wool beged, so it's mutrim. V'motzei b'mimim lo yata lo kilai. V'damar reshlogish v'mokum shata motzei esim do. So the Beis Yosef disagrees. He says, "Ve'enu nirali." Al she'achal pi she'ein rotsu lo yumino ve'achar she'efshal v'kayi v'shmeihem in other words, Ese Dochalosa say is if you have to do it this way, but it's not totally in your Metzias. It's totally if it always has to be like that. You understand? Like by the linen shirt, so you have to have the tchelis string has to be wool. So you're going to have to say Ase do lo cholos ase. But here, even though you can't find you're wearing a linen garment and you can't find linen strings, you could only have wool strings, so then you don't say Ase do cholos ase. Because since in theory you're not mechuyev to use the wool strings, then you don't say Ase do cholos ase. So that's what the Sefer Avnei Choshen says. The same thing over here. You want to say Ase do cholos ase, but that. So according to the Beis Yosef, it's not applicable because Lemaisa, this guy claims he doesn't have the tchelis. But the mitzvah is betchelis, so therefore you can, just because in your circumstance you don't have the mitzvah, you don't say esei docha losa se. Fifi shintis habeis Yosef says that the law marinim ragav esei docha losa se. Then the question comes back because and then the discussion whether you say esei docha losa se by over here if this. Whether when the mitzvah, the Gemara Pesachim that Benji was asking about, if a person, the halacha is that the Mishnah Pesachim and Memtes, holech lichshchol es pischo, like a fellow goes to be shochet the carbon Pesach, and so when the halacha is when you shochet. Page 17. When you shochet the korban Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. So what happens? You went to shochet the korban Pesach, and then you remembered that you had chametz in your possession. So the halacha is you have to go home and yochel lachzul levayer lachzul mitzvah so yachzul yivayer v'lav mevatel belibo. Either you go home and destroy it, or you mevatel. So the question is, so why don't you say Ese Docha Lo Sase? That's what the that's what the Tzlach asks. Lama Lo Yitcha Ese De Pesach Lo Sase Lo Tishcha. So the Evanosa says you don't say Ese Dochalos Ase if this is what the mitzvah. In other words, this is what the Torah is telling you not to use, not to have chametz. Ese Dochalos Ase is if the Ese and the Los Ase are about two different things and then they come together. But here, this is gufa what the Los Ase is, not to shecht. So therefore, so the same thing maybe he discusses here in the Avnei Choshen, maybe that's the same thing by Baal Tigra, is that the Baal Tigra is telling you not to have the love and belief chelas. Shritas Evanozer, Yecholim Lachmi Pesach. So the Evanozer says you can bring the Pesach, Ese Docha Losase. And the din of Los Ishkad is when it's Efshar, he explains here, Levaya Chomitz. But it's the Efshar, you say Ese Docha Los Ase, and the Tzlach disagrees. He says, you don't say Ese Docha Los Ase, because that's goofa what the Los Ase is. So, Mamela, that might be relevant to the discussion of here. Okay, but Bekitzer, Rabbi Osai, it is a question whether when a person is wearing lov and belit chelis, the Beis Halevi claims that's Baal Tigra, and therefore you need Ese Docha Losa. And others, the Beis Shlomo says, no, that's that part of the
the Gzeiros HaKosov or Isem Osol, that Zeh Ozeh, your Isem Delovin or Isem Tchelis is teaching me that it's not Ma'akev. So once it's not Ma'akev, then Nichlal and not Gzeiros HaKosov, it's not Baltigra either. Okay, so this is another application of, okay. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start a new packet. And the next week we should, there's some about Tosif and about Tigra packets that are specifically about Hanukkah. So I try to synchronize so that it should work out, Bez Hashem. Okay, so see you all tomorrow.